Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests, Anastasia Stefanowitz, who is the Farmers Market Manager, and Charles Bingham, the President of the Sitka Local Foods Network, as well as the Assistant Manager of the Farmers Markets. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us, Brooke.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I love to talk about the farmers market. That means it's summertime. That means people are outside working in their gardens, getting ready to bring things to sell. So before we get into the nitty-gritty of this year's farmers market, I wanted to turn to you, Charles, for a little bit of the story of the farmers market here in Sitka.
Yeah, we're happy to be getting ready to celebrate our 16th year. We started in 2008. Some of you may be familiar with the Sitka Health Summit, and that year it was held in April. And one of the goals, community health goals that year, was that we would start some kind of a community food market. And by August of that year, we had three of them set up. And, the next year we had five, then the next couple of years we had six. And then we've been having seven or eight now the last few years, and this year we have seven markets scheduled. And it's also, we are the first market in Southeast Alaska that would accept SNAP, the formerly called food stamps, and WIC benefits. And we actually match the benefits. So, like, if you have a WIC farmers market coupon, they're $5. We give you $10 worth of produce from our Sitka Local Foods Network's farm stand. And similar match with the SNAP. WIC, you can only use it on produce. With SNAP, you can use it on some of our Alaska-grown stuff. And then we have a grant from the Sitka YD and the Sitka Legacy Foundation that helps us cover the match so that so that help make it sustainable.
This is fantastic. I mean, and also I want to point out that you've been there since the beginning, Charles. So you've been with the Sitka Farmers Market for 16 years. So congratulations on that and for seeing it through all these stages. It's amazing how fast it got started that the Health Summit came up with it in April. And by August, you were already up and running. And then over the years, you just keep growing by adding new programs like SNAP and WIC benefits. So it's pretty fantastic thing that you're a part of and that you've helped to make happen here in Sitka. So thanks for doing that. And now I want to turn to Anastasia, who now kind of is on the other end, just joining the farmers market. You're the manager, but this is your first year. Tell us how you kind of came to this job.
Yeah, this is my first year managing the Sitka Farmers Market. I actually grew up doing a lot of gardening and a lot of farming because my dad's a huge gardener. And from him, I just learned all these skills, loved being outside. And so I just started doing it more. The year leading up to moving to Alaska, I earned the funds to get here by jumping from like farm stand to farm stand. So I was working on a local herbs farm in Idaho and helping at the farmers market there. And I was working at a coffee farm in California. And so it's just something I really enjoyed doing. So when I saw that there was a management position open, I was like, yes, this is what I want to do, because I wanted to learn more about Alaskan farming, like, because the agriculture here is very different from Idaho, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, like all these different places. And I just thought it would be a really great way to do that.
Yeah, well, welcome aboard. You certainly sounds like you have the experience and you're interested in it. So those are great things. So why don't you give us the nitty gritty of when these markets are happening this summer, how people can where are they going to be and when are they going to be?
Yeah, our first market is this Saturday, July 1st. And then from there, it'll be every other Saturday until September 23rd. Those dates you can find online. And the market itself runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., with vendors usually coming in at 9:30 to set up. So at the markets, we have locally grown produce, fresh seafood, home baked goods, cottage foods, arts and crafts. We're going to have lunch, live music this year, too. We're going to bring some of our musicians back, which is going to be really fun. So those are all how those are all the dates we've got. And then we're also running a really fun youth vendor program this year, so kids can learn how to run their own businesses. Young entrepreneurs age 14 or younger can pay just $10 for a half table for the full season. They would need to follow the same rules as all the other vendors, so that way they are getting the full experience. But that's going to be a really cool thing for some of our youth who are doing it too.
Yeah, and getting the experience of running a little business. So what a nice way to start.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's going to be a social event. Like you can come and you can have food and you can listen to music, as well as look at local produce and products. Yes.
Yeah, and it's going to be at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Founders Hall this year.
Great. Okay. Yeah.
So A&B Hall.
Okay.
Yeah. And one thing, too, about the farmers markets, there have been studies that have shown that people have about 5 times as many interactions at a farmers market as they do at the grocery store.
Nice. Talk about social. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a great way to socialize with the community. Well, you did mention kind of in brief what to expect. I know that there are a couple of vendors who will be at the farmers market that won an award this last year. Maybe Charles, I could ask you about that and who they are.
Okay. For the last few years, the Sika Local Foods Network has been hosting in the winter the Sika Food Business Innovation Contest. And our winners this year were Andrea Frega and Caleb Aldred of Middle Island Gardens, and then Mike Miller of Field of Fire. They do prepared foods and meals. And he's also been associated with that Smoked in Sika stand that's out there. So, he's actually, even though he's new to Sika, he's got experience down in St. Louis farmers markets. So,
and both of these are vendors that people can come and try out their products.
Yeah, Andrea's been pretty regular at the farmers market since about 2016.
Okay.
And so, and then we have community booths such as Transition Sika and Sika Cancer Survivor Society. We have a lot of artisans. We have, cottage food vendors. We have Sika nuts, CC's berries. So there are some prepared foods. We've got Spinning Moon Apothecary will be at a couple markets where they'll have their teas and medicinal herbs and tinctures and stuff. So
all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. It's one of those situations where just trying to have a variety.
Yeah, it sounds great. Well, I know that there are listeners who maybe have a youth in their life who would be interested in being a vendor, or maybe themselves still are interested in being a vendor, or, beyond just coming to the market, they might want to be involved in another way. I know you're looking for volunteers as well. So maybe, I'm not sure who, I don't know, Charles, maybe you, I know you've walked people through the registration process. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about what it is to be a vendor and how they can go about that process.
Okay. If you go to sikafarmersmarket.eventsmart.com, no W's, just sikafarmersmarket.eventsmart.com, and click on the title at the top, that'll take you to a page where you can enter, however many markets you want to sign up for, and then you can get to a page where you would enter all your information, like what type of booth you need, that kind of thing. And then from there, you click on the PayPal link, and that'll take you to a place where you can enter your credit card info.
Great. And if people are having any trouble with any of that or any questions about that, they could actually reach out to you?
Yeah, I've helped a couple people through already. And my phone number is 907-623-7660. And, I can walk you through.
Great. Thank you.
Any of that.
Anastasia, how could people who want to get involved, not as a vendor, but maybe in other ways, like you're looking for volunteers, how do people get involved in that? What are you looking for?
Yeah. So for volunteers, we're looking for people who are able to help set up and take down at our markets, help sell some of our produce, help count individuals as they're coming in, so we have that information. And if they're interested in getting involved as a volunteer, they can reach out to me at 505-316-0099, or they could email us
at sikafarmersmarket@gmail.com.
Yep. And then otherwise, I do have lots of posts, social media, Facebook, in the paper a link that they can go to where they can just put their name in, and they don't have to volunteer for the entire day. They can volunteer in increments. Say they're busy, they want to do 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours later, that's fine. They'll have the ability to come and go.
Perfect. Okay.
And one thing too with our Sitka farmers, with our farm stand, we do have some Alaska grown products from other parts of the state that just give people an idea what other people are doing with local food.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Charles and Anastasia, for coming in this morning and sharing about the farmer's market.
Yeah, thank you, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.